Mike Zimmer has a calling card as a head coach. And the 2014 Vikings surely showed that.
These conditions. Oh, they blocked it again. Looks to fire down the field. Incomplete. And Geno Smith goes play action. And his first pass is picked off by Gerald Hodges.
So when the 2015 NFL draft got underway and a shutdown cornerback was available at pick number 11, Zimmer and his staff were plenty excited to select the first defensive back in this year's draft.
When you look at his physical traits, the length, the speed, the ability to play man coverage fits exactly what we're looking for in corners in this scheme. You know, we're very excited to get Trey, and can't wait to get him started.
It's extremely important that you have guys with great character, great leadership, great competitors, and then obviously the athletic ability that he has. And so that's always been big to me. You know, everybody says I love corners, and I guess maybe I do, but I love good football players more than I love corners. And but I felt like he could help us a whole lot.
Playing three seasons at Michigan State, the Wisconsin native was part of the Spartans defense that was one of the best in the nation. A second team All-American in 2014, Waynes will pair with Xavier Rhodes to give the Vikings two young and talented cornerbacks.
Coach Zim's a DB guru, and you know, he told me earlier him coaching me at Pro Day was nothing. And he was coaching me pretty hard, and you know, I'm really excited to see what type of player he can turn me into, and hopefully I can help make an impact on this defense.
Not able to work a suitable trade back into the first round for the first time in 3 years, General Manager Rick Spielman took a familiar face for one Viking. With their second round selection, the Vikings drafted Anthony Barr's college teammate at UCLA, Eric Kendricks.
He was the most instinctive linebacker in this draft. As we talk through with our coaches, we feel he can play Will or Mike. He's very good in coverage. He's very instinctive against the run. He's not overly big as far as size, but he's still over 6 foot and about 235 pounds. Ran well. He has the athletic skill set to be a three-down backer. We were kind of surprised that he fell to us where we were at.
But the additions on defense didn't end there. After moving down to secure more picks for day three, the Vikings got a raw defensive end from LSU.
There's tremendous upside with this kid. Knowing Coach Zimmer, George Edwards, and Andre Patterson, and what they do with these type of physical specimens and how they develop these kids, we feel that he has tremendous upside to grow as a football player.
With seven draft choices on the final day, the Purple went offense on five of those picks, taking three offensive linemen, a tight end, and a speedy wide receiver from Maryland.
I mean, you're never going to not take players to create competition at a spot. And I thought today, when we really went hard on the offensive line, that we are definitely going to create a lot of competition. It's going to put a sense of urgency, and we'll find out who fits best for the Minnesota Vikings.
With 10 draft choices, the Vikings were able to add plenty of young talent that should be able to jump in and help out immediately in 2015 and beyond. Needs were filled, rising talent was brought in, and the future continues to look bright for the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, we thought it unfolded well for us. There were a lot of guys there that we didn't anticipate that came into our lap. When we had an opportunity, especially to trade down, I don't think we traded up at all to accumulate more picks. We were able to do that. And we're trying to get as many guys to create as much competition as we can on this roster. With the current guys on our roster, with some of the guys that we're able to sign, and now adding this along with our college free agent class, we feel we're going to have a very competitive 90-man roster.